That is the learning that I got during my engineering days. Okay. So, among all the things, so I'm not a person who hates something, okay? I may dislike something, but one thing if you ask me that borders on hatred is when I see people who do not respect someone else. And that includes not respecting time, for example. That is something I really, really hate. Because time is something which I believe is the most precious resource that we have. And you know what? When we have this life. The life is not endless, right? There is a finiteness to our life. And it is the time which defines how much we are living. And if we don't respect time, I think that is something that makes my blood boil. And I am a stickler to time. Okay, if somebody says, okay, the meeting is at 10 o'clock, I have to be there 5 minutes before 10, irrespective of whether that person is there or not. And when I see the other person not respecting my time, believe me, that is what angers me. I'm not a person who gets angry too fast. But if I see that somebody is not respecting my time and not respecting theirs as well, I think that is something that I hate. And if I elaborate on this, respect for others. And in our country, the biggest problem that I see today, people talk about population and literacy and all that. I think the biggest challenge that our country has is people don't respect the others. Okay, everybody is self-centered. If I am in my car, I will find the fastest way out of it, even though by doing that I have caused a traffic jam behind. I don't care, right? This is something I really hate. If we can live for others, and there are so many good examples, even if we go abroad, we come back and say so many good things about that country, saying, okay, everybody was disciplined, they were all standing in a queue, they were entering the train, they were entering into a bus, one behind the other. Why can't we live that, bring that discipline back home? The moment I land at the airport and I take the first step out of the airport, I jump a signal. Okay, why do we have to do that? Why can't we be disciplined? Why can't we think of others? Right? And there are so many examples. The Japanese, for example, in the World Cup that happened, you had examples of Japanese going and cleaning that stadium, removing all the waste, the leftovers, and putting it in the trash. I've seen so many WhatsApp messages where this has been circulated. But for what? Can't we live those things? So easy, right? It's not something that requires a lot of effort. If each one of us can be less self-centered and do something for the others, okay? And I'm not even saying doing something out of the way. Just do something which is there in front of you. Just stand in that queue to ensure that everybody gets an access to that train or the bus. That is all, right? So this is something I really, really hate. Really, really makes my blood boil. Why can't we think of someone else, boss? Right? Why do we have to only think of ourselves in every situation? The world will be a much better place. India will be a much better place if we can think of that person next to us. Okay, what makes me happy? Okay, so